Idox.
Hello, is Laura available?
Just give me a minute. May I know who's speaking? Is she expecting your call?
No, she is not. This is Jesse with Financial Gravity.
Okay, give me a minute. Let me just check. Laura's going to be in a meeting right up to 12 in the afternoon today.
Oh, she will be in a meeting, right? So, no worries.
I can give her a message
when
you call.
Yeah, I mean, the message is pretty much the reason of the call. You know, the message will be the same that I will talk to her if I will reach her later on. So probably I can also just call her back, right? What would be, you think, the best time to reach her back?
She's actually in and out of meetings right up to 2 o'clock today.
After
so she has a little break at 12 and then back again to 2 o'clock.
Just let her know that I call. My name is Jesse, and I work with Financial Gravity. And let her know that
we are
CPA and tax professional guiders. You know, we provide wealth management, estate planning, retirement planning, and many more services as well that we offer. And we wish to email her some of the information, some of the material.
You can email her, and if she's interested, she'll get back to you.
I could, but you know, I'm not really authorized to, because it has to be the CPA. I need to speak to her directly so that I can send an email. So, you know, I don't, yeah,
okay.
Even though, I don't know, you're probably her assistant, right? Maybe the secretary, but that's fine. I mean, thank you for your time, but yeah, it's required for me to talk directly to the CPA so that I can send the email. All right.
Okay. I'll let her know you called then.
Thank you very much. Okay. No worries. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my message. Goodbye.